So grab your Bible and your pad, you may be seated. I'm going to give you an unfamiliar subject. We're just about to step into the making of the power and the privileges and how precious our walk with God is by knowing the three dimension of the supernatural: faith, the anointing, and the glory. The three words he gave me was presence, plan, purpose. I thought it was backwards, but the Holy Spirit, you don't know what he's doing. It's so important to know how to get in his presence before you start begging. Before you start sending him to the store. You know, we send the Lord to the store. We see a scripture and we want him to go get it. But the best thing for you to do every time, anytime you're dealing with anything, is to make sure, first of all, you're in his presence. And the presence is going to reveal the plan and the purpose. But if you try to go in the plan and the purpose first, you're going to be going without his presence. We'll get deeper into that. Two chapters we got to pay attention to tonight. John 17, we'll turn there. I got it in the Amplified Bible on my iPad. I might read a little bit of that. John 17. And within this chapter is Jesus praying. He has showed them the word, and they have seen miracles and signs. But he says to walk stronger in the realm of the spirit, they need to be revealed to the glory.
Yes, sir. Right.
Yes, sir. All that I am, all that I can do, and all that I have.
Yes, sir.
So let's read. I'm going to read out of the Amplified Bible, John 17, 1. When Jesus had spoken these things, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify and exalt and honor and magnify your son. What? Glorify. So I believe you're moving now, my brothers and sisters, into not only the glory, but in an exalted position. A position that the world and denomination and religion and organization have really robbed the church of, because of cutting out the apostle and the prophet who could watch over the thing and shut them down. Just like I talked to my son, what you was in the army, son? A colonel. And give me some ranks. General, colonel, lieutenant colonel,
a major captain.
Lieutenant,
first lieutenant,
second lieutenant,
and then you get into the non-commissioned officer rank.
Getting a non-commissioned officer rank. But they all got to come under them, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So the problem is no way for an evangelist to be as anointed as an apostle. And we're not putting nobody down, don't get me wrong, but we got to get where we're going here.
Yes. Yes.
And so in getting where we're going, somebody going to have to be cut.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got to have some blood.
Yes, sir.
And so don't think we're trying to build something up and tear something down, because we ill.
Yes.
We are. Don't think it, know it. Verse 2 said, just as you have granted him power and authority over all flesh, all humankind, now glorify him, so that he may have eternal life to all whom, so that he may give eternal life to all whom you have given him. I'm in the Amplified Bible, third verse. And this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, to recognize, become acquainted with, and understand. You, the only true and real God, and likewise to know him, Jesus, as the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, whom you have sent. That's a powerful voice. Read that sometime. And where we're coming to the point now is, instead of just praying and getting in the fragile, saying we're anointed, we're going to walk in the glory realm.
Yes.
All right. I've glorified you down here on the earth by completing the work that you gave me to do, verse 4. Verse 5 said, and now, Father, glorify me alone with yourself and restore me to such majesty and honor in your presence as I had with you before the world existed. Now, Jesus died for us to have that now.
Yes.
And so what we're working on now, we're working on what Jesus asked for. We're working on going back into his presence without being a beggar. Without just crying, Lord, can you help me? Help my children. Help this. No, we have to know that we have the authority and the power for it to happen.
Yes.
But that's in that glory world.
Yes, Lord.
Let me skip. Go to verse 8. For the uttered word that you give me, I have given unto them. They have received and accepted them and have come to know positively and in reality to believe with absolute assurance. Good God. Absolutely, that I came forth from your presence. I came forth from your presence. And they have believed and are convinced. See, I like those words. I like the word convinced. I think in the glory realm, that's what will happen to the 10th verse. All things that are mine are yours. And all things that are yours belong to me. And I'm glorified in through them. They have done me honor in them. My glory is achieved. Many of you here who've been studying for a long time, many things are going to start being achieved in your life because you're going to work from a different perspective. I pray that the Holy Ghost will give us a present tonight to bring all 5 days together. Actually, verse 19, and so for their sake and on their behalf, I sanctify, dedicate, consecrate myself. Sanctify, dedicate, consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified, dedicated, consecrated, made holy in the truth. See, holiness got to be in you somewhere.
Yes.
The sanctified life has to come within us.
Yes.
We got to live right.
Yes.
Verse 22 now. And I've given them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one. And then verse 24, Father, I desire that they also watching, also whom you have entrusted to me as your gift to me may be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, which you have given me. In other words, Jesus is saying, you turn to Matthew 17, Jesus is saying here, they're not going to be able to handle it without the glory. If they don't understand the glory, they can be in prayer meeting, they can be anointed, but if they don't understand the glory, they're not going to be able to handle it because there's too many other voices talking to them.
Yeah.
I go to Matthew 17 just for a minute. Now, in Matthew 17, it's going to reveal what happened when you step into glory and don't know what it is. You become confused because the glory world has no question, it has all answers. It has no doubt. It has all assurance.
Yes, sir.
And the trembling you've been going through come to an end this week. Because the first thing you want to do, if a problem comes up, no matter what, you won't get in his presence.
Yes, sir.
So you don't start begging. before you have welcomed him in the present moment.
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all know what we do.
Yes, sir.
Lord, help me down here.
Yeah.
The Lord said, let me show up first.
Yeah.
And so what he's going to do, he's going to change a lot of things. I pray that the Lord let me get to some of the things that I need to get to tonight. Because this actually could have been called an apostolic meeting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. The apostolic coming back again.
Yes, sir.
Only a remnant, you hear me, daughter? Only a remnant going to walk in this.
Yeah.
Because religion have kept us in the ditch so long, we need to pull up out of this.
Yeah.
Now, so in Matthew 17 now, the glory caused transfiguration.
Yes, sir. Right.
The things begin to transform.
Yes.
So if you get in the presence of God first, God's presence released a plan and purpose for every situation.
Hallelujah.
And so when you get in God's presence, you're not going up against a problem naked. Spiritually naked. Even though you're saying a lot of words, but you have not paused, could call to mind, long enough for God to put his presence on you. You imagine God got both his hands on your shoulder. He pressed the right hand. He pressed the left hand. Nobody but you and him in the room. What type of assurance and confidence would that bring? But we don't take time for his presence because we didn't know his presence is the most important part. Not his plan, not his purpose. His presence is the most important part. So we need to pause for his presence. No matter what come against you, if you're in no hurry, be still and know that I'm God. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So I'm not gone. So don't let the atmosphere come and get all cloudy and tell you you by yourself, because I promise never to leave you. I'm always with you. Are you following me? And then know this, there's nothing, watch this now, you and I can't handle. God, oh my, can't handle things for you by himself. You make God powerless in your life. By going on a journey without him. You see, because before we want to put the scripture on the problem, we need to receive the instruction. In other words, the first thing God wants to do is hear his instruction. Once his once his instruction come, the problem is over.
Yes.
It's solved. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
but we begging him sometimes for a solution. But he said, you already got the solution.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm the solution.
Yes, sir.
So let me come in
before
you start telling me what to do.
Yeah.
See, we take scriptures and we'll rule God with them.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, God ain't going to let that happen. He just sit down and say, all right, when you get your mind together and come back here and honor me and look for me, that's why a lot of your prayers not answered.
Yeah.
Y'all got too many digits. Y'all got too many things. Y'all done wrote up and all that stuff. And God had nothing to do with it. You got it from somebody else. How many of y'all want to walk in his glory?
Yes, sir.
How many want your prayer answered just like that?
Yes, sir.
So, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So this is where we're going. We're going not to see. This cannot be, my brothers and sisters, routine. The glory will work by revelation.
Yes, sir.
And now it's not revelation that something you done thought of. A real revelation bring the answer with it, the power with it, to bring it to pass.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes.
You listening, girl?
Yes,
your life should, huh?
Yes.
Your life should have changed this week. Like never before.
Yes, sir.
If you don't permit the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to teach you how to act in the presence of God, you're not going to be able to handle it. We've come from religion to being baptized with the Holy Ghost. We've had charismatic, the full gospel, the word of faith. They all left the apostle out. Left the prophet out.
Yeah.
And you heard the man told the man is a colonel himself. He know all them ranks. You gotta answer them ranks. You can't just jump and do your own thing.
Right. Right.
Now I'm setting you up tonight. In a passage of scripture you probably read many times, but you may not have known what was going on. In Matthew 17, those a disciple was brought in the glory world and didn't know what to do. They want to do something natural.
Yeah.
They want to build some tabernacle.
Yeah.
And so we're going to read this. I want you to see what happened to you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Ooh, I'm so happy for y'all. Let me say something to help you. You've been praying too doggone long about that. God is not no milkman. If you talk to him, he got power. He can cause things to happen, or he can change things, or he can make a new one. We serve an awesome God. He's all powerful. Lord, can you help me? Lord, can you help me? Go sit down. You ain't ready for me. Don't ask me no question. Can I help you? I'm God. Now watch what happened when you go into a zone, and if you're not aware of it, how Satan will trick you. You in Matthew 17?
Yes, sir.
Then I'm gonna start breaking some principles down for you. And after 6 days, Jesus taking Peter, who else? James and John, his brother, and bringing them up into a high mountain apart. That's what's been happening to you all this week. And was transfigured before them. See, you got into glory now, the glory realm. Transfigured before them, his face didn't shine as the sun. Whoa. And his raiment was white as the light. That ain't no normal position. You can get in the glory world just like that. You could be in that glory world. I mean, I've been in a room sometime, man, everything light up. I'm in heaven. It could hit you tonight, you know. I would like for you to have another taste. He can do it, you know. Yeah, he can send some angels of light up in here and shine so the glory can be seen up in here. I trust in me. Help me, Holy Ghost. It can happen any moment. See, God endorses his word. Now, what happened here? Bring them to the high mountain part. And look at verse 2. And transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah, talking with them. See, in the glory world.
Yes,
then, yeah, Peter go. Yeah, where we been?
Yeah.
Oh, I know some of y'all deep and got your ring or something, talk, but Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, he should have shut his mouth up, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If thou will, let me take us back down lower. Let me take this whole deal back in the natural. And that's, oh my goodness. That's what happened a lot of times. See, a lot of times, things that your brain don't understand. So you're going to switch from your brain to your spirit. If not, you're going to take it back in the natural. This man in the glory world, and he don't recognize what it is, then he won't build 3 tabernacles. You can't build no tabernacle for the glory. You've done that in your prayer life, but you're not going to do it anymore. I want you to pause and wait on the Spirit to tell you your next move. We're going to grow up in here. All right, Pastor, y'all listening? Y'all don't have to preach the same way, but y'all can get woven in and get your people more stronger. You see what it was? Then answer Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. All right, it's good. If thou will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. I would have thought about making me one too. I was up there. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud was said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Shut up, hear ye him. May a shut up anointing come on everybody up from here tonight. No one to shut up. Stop complaining. Stop crying. Stop talking about, Lord, when are you going to help me? Just shut up and praise God. May a shut up anointing come on in. So you can get in the glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all ever know you needed a shut up anointing? The more you pray, the worse things look. Talking about the Lord going to make a way somehow. Lord has made a way. Be seated. Be seated. Verse 5 said, while yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Don't you do nothing on your own.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you're in this glory world, you need divine instruction.
Yes.
Hear ye him. Is it possible? Because we know so many scriptures. They went on without him. Y'all don't want to answer me. I see. Y'all don't want to answer. I don't want to talk about that. I'm online. No, you about to go deeper.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to give you some principles going to line you up. You're not going to like the first one. But I don't want you to like it. The first principle I'm going to give you to change. I've got some principles that God gave me that are going to change you into the glory realm.
Yes, sir.
You want them?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right, all right. Let me finish here with this boy here. While he yet spoke, verse 5, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice, a cloud and a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. Try to take him into the glory world. And when the disciple heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. Never seen nothing like this. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise, be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Mm-hmm. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man, because they can't handle it now, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. For he let them have insight. So what we're doing, we're going on into this insight in the spirit realm. All right? Now, begin to take notes. This is the flow that will keep you in the know at all times. What's the next move is in all situations. Your infirmities are a major part of your shifting into the power of the spirit. You must remain in his presence, knowing how to yield to his plan, being a carrier of his purpose. What we want to do is glorify, exalt, honor, magnify power and authority of God. Now here is the key of your life. Remain in a divine setup. Remain in a divine setup to always win without losing. Turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 28. The first thing you have to honor, you don't want it, but your infirmity. You must know, even though you're a child of God, even though you're born again, but you're full of infirmities.
Yes, sir.
Your infirmities are the things that convert you into power.
Wow. Yes.
You come to the grip of the fact, I can't do it.
Yes.
See? So, because a lot of times we get filled with the Holy Ghost and talk in tongues, think we can do everything. No. Recognize your infirmities. Look at Romans 8. Look at a minute. I'm gonna give you six or seven things you need to understand in order to make the shift from the natural to the glory, from anointing to the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And y'all stop being ready to run all the time when you're being taught. You ain't gotta be running and jumping all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Running broke. Jumping broke,
Yeah. Sick.
9 out of 10 Christians, they're dealing with something.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's why I come out of the shower, going to take me on Sunday. All. He told me, you got to go teach on health warfare.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know these verses, right? Romans 8, 26. Huh?
Yes.
Y'all scared to say you know them now. Yes, I don't know. I might know them when you... I know the words. The 26th verse says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Always remember that the Spirit has to help your infirmities. All right?
Yes, sir.
For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. So accept your infirmity. There's some type of infirmity each one of us got. An inability.
Yeah.
Don't try to make up for it.
Yeah.
Let it stay there.
Yes, sir.
Because it helps you depend on God more.
Yes, sir. Glory God.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So I got infirmity.
Uh-huh.
You have infirmity. I don't care how educated you think you are,
yes,
you got some inform in you somewhere.
Yes, sir.
If you're a human being.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's right, sir.
A man can be a college graduate and a hoe.
Yep.
He got infirmity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Might be we got some of the smartest men in the world are hoes.
Yes, sir.
Y'all get quiet on me.
Yes, sir.
I don't trust myself. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and let him direct your path.
Yes, sir.
So I'm not getting myself in no jam spot.
Yes,
keep the door open.
Yes, sir.
Is anybody else in here? Come on in.
Yes, sir.
Little girl sat in my office, told me, says, I can't sleep. I said, what's the matter with you, baby? You're on my mind. That happened about 30-some years ago. You're on my mind. I said, I'm on your mind. And my secretary at that time, name was Audrey, and she was down the hall. And boy, you hear a man screaming, Audrey! And the girl was nice looking. She wasn't that good looking, though.
Yeah.
So when Audrey got in there, I explained it. I said, now, if any of y'all boys got problems, y'all get it straight.
Yes, sir.
No, I done shift on you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, I done shift you now. Shoot.
Yes, sir.
If any of y'all got a problem, don't play no game,
because
you're going to get busted.
Yes.
Especially in the LTMA, you will get busted,
yes,
and then you're going to hear the apostle voice.
Yes, sir.
You out of here.
Yes, sir.
You ain't had no mercy? No. Because I told you to get mercy right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I ain't being no apostle for no whore.
Hallelujah.
Leave them women alone.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. I ain't come here for that tonight. Leave them alone. She was sent there to set you up. There ain't many preachers can preach like this, you know. You got to be holy to preach like this, you know. Oh, my God. So, you got infirmities, right?
Yes, sir.
So, he said the Spirit make intercession for us, right?
Yes.
Now, watch the next move. Verse 27. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Your first point is your infirmity.
Yes, sir.
The next point is operating according to the will of God.
Yes, sir.
That's number two. You're all in that prayer right there. We go to three or four more in that same prayer. According to the will of God, at the end of verse 27. You got that?
Yes,
well, let's go to 28 now. And we know all things. Wait, something else I want to show you. I got the Spirit always helping out in front of us. We know not what we should pray for, as well as pray. But the Spirit himself making intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart know what. Yeah, the mind of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
In verse 27. He that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. So you got infirmities, then you go to the will of God, then you go to the mind of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Right?
Yes.
Then it says in verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good, for them who love God. So you got love for God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You got the love of God, you got the purpose of God, you got the call of God on your life. Now, I'm going to give you three positions that no power can defeat. Turn to John's Gospel, chapter 3. Look at verse 27.
Yes, sir.
Three positions,
yes, sir,
that no power can defeat.
No power. Hallelujah.
All right. No power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Goosebump don't work. I want you to have this saturated in your heart.
Yes, sir.
Listen. Look at verse 27. John answered and said, man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Another one is Matthew's 11:27. Look at Matthew's 11:27. You enter into a supernatural rest. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither know any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal. So this life is built on being a revealed life.
Yes, sir.
To walk in the glory, you have to walk into the revelation.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, look at John 3:30 now. John 3:30. Uh-huh. Very simple,
yep,
but very powerful.
Yes, sir.
He must
increase,
and I must
decrease.
You see the importance of that?
Yes, sir.
He must increase, and I must decrease.
Yes.
Because when God starts elevating you, if you let your head get in on it, you're not going to be meek and humble enough for God to use you. How big a car can you hammer? How big a house can you hammer? And the house don't handle you. Some of us haven't arrived yet, still a little cocky. All right, everyone, look at another verse. I'll be through in a minute. Look at another verse. Look at verse 34. Is that the one I want to look at? Did we look at verse 30?
Yes.
At verse 34 now. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the word of God, for God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. So that's having a spiritual, the spirit without measure.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I put you down here, you're a position that no power can defeat. Now, see, don't let that pass you.
Yes, sir.
Here a position that no power can defeat. So when you're dealing with something, you go to either one of those three.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because one gonna lead you to the other one.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be in power. You're gonna be strong.
Yes.
It looked like you're weak, but you're strong.
Yes, sir.
Now your life is always in a manifesting position. Let's look at three or four scriptures quickly. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Amen. Now your life is always in a manifesting position. Now my life is always in a manifesting position. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do all that written therein, that thou may cause your way to prosper and have good success. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Yeah.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law that he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water. Whatever he do shall prosper. You got to hide that in your heart, baby.
Yes.
Then I'll give you the scripture. I'm not going to quote it. Romans 8, 1 through 16. As overcoming carnality,
yes,
and walking in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
As many led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You know, somebody said, but as many receive him, to them give he the power to become the Son of God. That's just the power to become.
Yes,
but as many led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, and they can function as God functions.
Yes, sir.
Now, help me, Holy Spirit. A supernatural fence of confidence is built in your life of faith, anointing, and glory functioning in harmony with supernatural wisdom.
Yeah.
I'm about to go over that again because I want you to catch that, because we're about to go into an apostolic prayer for a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
I touched on it some, but I want to touch on it a little more tonight.
Yes, sir.
A supernatural fence of defense is being built in your life of faith, anointing, and glory functioning in harmony with supernatural wisdom. Then Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. We know in the old school and in this school and every other school, prayer changes things.
Yes.
You got to be a prayer.
Yes.
You got to spend time with God, and you can't be begging all the time.
Right.
You got to be honoring him and loving him and talking to him,
yes,
and listening to him. Anything you want me to do, Lord?
Yes.
I'm talking about, and then being focused on God. See, a lot of times we pray, we focus on what we want to get.
Yes, sir.
That's why the Bible said we need to praise him.
Yeah.
That's why these supernatural prayer you've been praying all the week. Supernatural atmosphere.
Yeah.
Supernatural preaching.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's look at this in Ephesians 1:15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, keep going. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Now watch what he, watch some of the things that, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Leroy touched on it in the morning, I touched on it earlier, the Father of glory.
Yeah.
Well, what are you the Father of?
Glory.
Now we have not lived there. We've been in the anointing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And we've been in faith. Nothing wrong with faith. God had without faith and put our people. But some way we got trapped in the church that never got to the glory.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
One thing, one reason, my brothers and sisters, is you think you're not good enough. Even though you're saved.
Yes.
You know, you won't stay in the, you won't stay on the repentant road. You ain't doing nothing wrong every day.
Right. Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Your holiness got to come out.
Yes, sir.
I know I'm getting in trouble. The whores let their holiness come out.
Uh-huh.
You ought to let your holiness come out.
Yes, sir.
I'll get some attention here some kind of way. Don't be ashamed of being holy.
Right, yes,
I ain't doing that. Don't be calling me with that no more.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I ain't coming to that party. Y'all drink all night long, reclining and cussing and dancing like a sinner. I ain't coming. Don't invite me to no more of these crazy parties.
Yes, sir.
Stop compromising. Going to them parties where God is not glorified at.
Yes,
you're trying to please them. I ain't pleading nobody. I ain't going. Don't call me to no crazy party because I'll walk right out on you.
Yes, sir.
I'm holy.
No.
I live a sanctified life. Who up in there with me? That's one of the things you got to do. Don't compromise.
Yes.
Don't compromise your walk with God.
Yes.
Don't let them fertilize you with satanic ideas.
Yes.
Stay holy, man. Give God praise. Give God glory. At all times. You're not supposed to be drinking. You're not supposed to be smoking either. Because that's destroying your body. You don't supposed to be going to the casino. I hope nobody don't have no number in their pocket up near tonight. I know somebody said, I hope he closed. He's getting closed now. We're sanctified, holy people.
Yeah.
We want to carry God around with me.
Yeah.
I want God hugging me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I don't want to take him somewhere he don't want to go.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't tell me you can't do it. I've done it 51 years.
Yeah.
Ever since I became a child of God,
yes,
I left the world alone.
Yes, sir.
Left it alone.
If you not living right, you ain't gonna get nailed to me.
Come on.
Them boys gonna discern it.
Yeah.
Them boys told me he didn't make it.
Yeah.
They ain't never got to me.
Yeah.
To check him out. No, sir, you're not ready for us.
Yes, sir.
They didn't turn something down.
Yes, sir.
Send off 4-H club.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's enough.